You're listening to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, episode 268.
Hey there, you amazing human, and welcome to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, the podcast that is designed for female entrepreneurs who want to make more money in a way that is in alignment for them. If you're looking for practical advice, proven strategies, and expert insights to help you navigate the challenges of growing your business, then you've come to the right place. Welcome, my friend. I am your host, Angela Henderson, a proud Canadian living in beautiful Australia, and I'm a business coach, consultant, and strategist who has helped thousands of women around the world build successful businesses. Through solo episodes and interviews with successful business owners, industry experts, and thought leaders, you'll get insider insights into what it takes to succeed in today's digital age. Whether you're struggling to scale your business, looking for ways to boost your productivity, or seeking ways to overcome the challenges of being an entrepreneur, this show has everything you need to succeed and more. So subscribe, pop your headphones on, and get ready to creating the business and life you deserve today by allowing the Angela Henderson Online Business Show help you create a winning strategy, develop the right mindset, and build lasting wealth. Well, hey there, you amazing human, and welcome back to another awesome episode of the Angela Henderson Online Business Show. I am your host, Ange, from Angela Henderson Consulting, where I'm an international award-winning business consultant and coach who has helped thousands of women around the world make more money by creating a personalized business strategy and mastering their mindset so they can create a business and life they love and want to show up for every single day. Now, today is an Ask Ange episode where I'll be answering a question from actually this week, one of my clients who is in my higher end mastermind. Today's question is coming from Winnie, who is a dance and pelvic health physio who owns two clinics, and she also has just launched her own coaching business. I was on a one-on-one call the other day with Winnie working on her strategy, and her question around this particular session was, about creating a course and wanting to, instead of just doing one-to-one, looking at it, also exploring how to move to a one-to-many model and serve more people. But it was kind of like, you know, she runs a clinic, she's just started coaching, but the course thing isn't something she's done before. So I said, well, let's explore what this looks like. And I started off by explaining that there are many steps when it comes to creating an online course. But it doesn't have to be difficult. It can, in fact, be easy. And that I prefer to break things down into really simple, bite-sized steps. I also want to note here, before I even get into any of these simple steps, please, 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 please do not create another fucking course if you think this will equal easy money. Creating a course can be easy and can make you a lot of money, but it doesn't necessarily happen overnight like the other 2 million and 50 billion people on the internet are telling you that it does. Now that I've got that out of my system, let's move on to today's question about how to create an online course. First of all, before you even create a course, I want you to ask yourself, are you creating this course because you want to, or are you creating this course because you feel like you have to make more money? If you are doing it because you want to, please proceed, collect $200. If you are doing this because you feel like you have to, please stop. Why? Because if you're creating something from a place of have to, you're already out of alignment, and this is going to cause you stress. It's going to cause you friction, and it's going to cause you resentment in your business and life because it will bleed into your home life. Now that you're in alignment and want to create this course, not need to, but want to create this course, I want to ask you, do you have an audience to sell this course to? Now, I'm not saying you have to have huge audiences, but you have to have some amount of people either on your social media or your email list, right, that are going to buy from you. If you do not have any audience whatsoever to sell this course to, then who is going to buy your course? Again, I see many people, quote unquote, that think they're gurus in the online space, leading people to creating online courses with false hope. Okay? This false hope is that they create these, you create a course, you'll make millions. People will buy. If you build it, will they come? It is not necessarily like this. So again, I see many people say create a course, and then these business owners spend months creating a course, if not years, and then launch it and nobody buys it. Why? Because they didn't have a damn audience. So if you don't have any audience at all, please, please, please start building your audience via visibility strategy, either organic visibility, marketing visibility, or paid visibility, and understand completely that you need somewhat of an audience, not again, not a large audience, but you still need people, and then proceed. Only if you understand you need an audience. I cannot emphasize the importance of audience. So now that you're in alignment and that you want to build this and you understand that you need an audience, not a large audience, but you still need people, I'd encourage you to explore creating a course that your clients need and clients want and not what you think they need. I would encourage you to survey the audience that you currently have on socials or your email list, go into different Facebook groups, and go back and think about any questions that you always kind of keep repeating to your one-on-one clients and start to build a course from there. Far too often, I see people create courses based on what they think their client wants and needs. And guess what? The course doesn't sell. And then yet again, the creator is heartbroken. Take the time to research what your clients need and want in order to transform in whatever it is that they are needing. So again, if you're in alignment, tick, we understand we need an audience, tick, we've got an idea, for the course that you want to create, right, that is based on what your clients want and need. And you've also kind of created like an outline of what that course looks like. Now it's time to sell. Yes, you heard me correctly. You might be there listening and thinking, but Ange, I haven't created the course yet. All I've done is, you know, done my research, I'm in alignment, I've got my audience. I haven't done any of my videos. I haven't created a sales page, right? Blah, blah, blah. But I still want you to sell it. It's easy for you to sell it this way. I've worked with many clients and also launched this way myself. And I've personally found this to be the easiest way to launch a new course. It looks a bit like this. You create a Google Doc with your course and you talk about the transformation it's going to give them. You add some testimonials. You talk about the course outline and you talk about what's included in the course and the price. From there, you sell it and promote it just like you would anything else to your email list. You sell on socials. You might partner with a couple of people, right? And you sell it just like any of your other products. And you do this before you've even created week one of your course. Why? Because people will either buy it just like this or they're not going to buy it. If people buy it, then you build it. And if people don't buy it, then you need to go back and review why people didn't buy it. Data doesn't lie. And remember, everything in business is about testing. By selling it this way, you save yourself from spending weeks, months, or years in getting everything perfect and everything created. And again, no promise that people are going to buy. So by selling it this way, you reduce your risk, you save yourself time, and you save your mouth money, but not to mention you save yourself heartache. Now you might be thinking, Ange, I don't have anything built out. And here's my response. When people buy your course, you will never not show up every week with what you promised. It's kind of like when I went to university and I would get my syllabus and I would see everything. I'm like, I'm going to smash all this out right now and I'm going to crank it out. And then 2 minutes before it was deadline, I'd still get it done. You will always get it done. By doing it this way, it will always, it will also allow you to build it week by week versus trying to eating an elephant whole. Lastly, I encourage everyone to run your course live at least once, but preferably if you can twice. This also allows you to get live feedback, see where people are struggling, and to make things better before you evergreen it. And once you test it this way, keeping it super simple, then yes, you can always go back and create that sales page and kind of build things out more. And once you test it this way, again, you can go back and also do something like running a webinar or a five-day challenge. But for now, I want you to keep it super, super simple via selling to your current audience, selling it via Google Doc, right? And see and review what the data shows you. This might sound super simple, but this is the point. Creating and selling a course doesn't have to be hard, but you do have to be in alignment. You do have to have somewhat of an audience and you have to be able to sell in an easy and light way. So if you're needing help with creating a course or tightening your current course or selling your course, this is what I do with my one-on-one clients, my mastermind clients, my retreat clients, etc. So if you no longer want to struggle with your course creation, then head to my website, angelahenderson.com.au, book in a discovery call so we can explore which of my programs is the right fit for you to help you grow your business. Now here's to creating more wealth. I hope that you found this episode helpful. insightful, and maybe slightly different to what you've been consuming or taught on the internet. Remember, creating a course does not need to be hard. I hope you found this episode helpful, as I stated above, and don't forget to join me again next week for another episode of the Angela Henderson Online Business Show. But for now, have an amazing day, keep smiling, and don't forget to be grateful for something in your life every single day. This is Ange, over and out. Thanks for listening to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, www.angelahenderson.com.au.